So to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the Congress finally passed a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It now requires just President Obama's signature and then a review process that's continued to be more of a formality than anything else at the Pentagon. Joining me now is retired Colonel David F. Beatty. He's on the line from Montana. Colonel, good morning.
Good morning.
Your reaction to the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell? I recall that your opinions were fairly strong on retaining the doctrine, at least for people in combat zones.
Well, I guess I'm a little bit shocked and saddened that that this lame duck Congress has moved so quickly on such a pretentious issue. The Pentagon's report has just been released. It deserved a great deal of scrutiny. There's no evidence that it received that. And furthermore, I don't think that there adequate attention to the Pentagon's implementation plan, which is articulated in that report, was given as well. So I guess I would have expected to see much more serious scrutiny by Congress before going forward with such an important policy change.
Although, doesn't that Pentagon report show a broad consensus among the Joint Chiefs, among people in the sort of middle levels of the officer corps in the Pentagon, as well as troops, that we're over this, it's time to move on?
Well, in fact, there isn't consensus amongst the Joint Chiefs. Both the Commandant of the Marine Corps and the Chief of Staff of the Army have grave reservations, and the Commandant of the Marine Corps was particularly outspoken about his concern about the implementation or this change in policy, particularly in this time of war.
Well, the Army General didn't oppose it. The Marine Commandant, you're right, was the one who had the most sort of strident opposition.
Well, in fact, though, General Casey did come on board with strong reservations. Now, it's hard to characterize his position as full-throated support for this policy change.
Although, you know, there's a lot of things that the Pentagon does reluctantly that, you do in the military reluctantly. I guess, how is this different from anything else that, involves Army life?
Well, I think that the depths of which, homosexuality as an issue within this country remains divisive. All you have to do is take a look at the fate of gay marriage initiatives, even in states like California, when such things are put to the vote. So this is not a simple matter. I think it has military effectiveness issues, and beyond that, I think this is a serious social issue. And the rush to make changes in the face of this, I think, is imprudent.
Although the Pentagon, integration was controversial, and the Pentagon was way ahead of the rest of the nation on that social issue. Why not this one?
Absolutely, but integration followed a civil war that had been fought. It followed constitutional amendments that have been passed, and in my mind is a substantially different situation than what we face today.
But you're not saying that we could have a Don't Ask, Don't Tell repealed if there was a war between gays and straights in the United States?
I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just suggesting that the situation, to making this analogy, is a stretch.
But we also heard the same thing about having blacks in the military would be a real problem, too, that they would put being black above being a soldier, which I think we've come to understand that isn't true. What does
it
mean?
You are absolutely correct about that.
But so if you happen to be a gay soldier, you're a soldier, and they're already there. So
and to the extent that open service would mean that a gay soldier is a soldier and is not an advocate for some larger social
right.
agenda.
That won't change. Retired Colonel David Beatty commenting on Don't Ask, Don't Tell's repeal.